It's the always engaging Melanie Thompson, the development officer at the Lenoxville Vocational and Training Center. It's always good to talk to you. Thank you so much again for being on The Drive this week.
Thank you so much, Daniel. It's a lot of fun to be able to be out there and talk to your fans and the people listening. So it's great to be back.
You're making Browning points with me by calling them fans, okay? You're here to talk about the Trade Challenge, which is a regional competition between the secondary schools, and it started Monday. Hey, been a big week for you. Why don't you proceed and tell us all about it?
It's been a huge week, Daniel. We had a lot of fun. The vocational training centers in Estrie, so in the Eastern Township, got together and decided to collaborate to offer the Trade Challenge. So I call it the Trade Challenge. It's a brand new name because it's the first time ever that this has been offered in an Anglophone school board. But in French, this Défi des Recrues started in 2017. And has been out there in all kinds of centers throughout the whole province. And for the very first time, it stopped here in the Eastern Township.
So we're talking 3,000 students from Secondary 1 in the Eastern Townships taking part in the 5 challenges to discover the world of vocational training, right?
Exactly. So to be very, very precise, it's 2,808 students of Level 1. It was all the Level 1 students in the Eastern Township, all school boards and Centre de Service Scolaire, no matter if they were Francophone or Anglophone, all Level 1 students were invited to participate. So that's 12 high schools for a total of 83 challenges throughout 5 different centers. So the 5 centers that participated, of course, there was the Lenoxville Vocational Training Center with the Eastern Township School Board. There was the Centre de Formation Professionnelle 24 Juin in Sherbrooke, the Centre de Formation Professionnelle CREFA in Quaticook, and Le Centre XP in Windsor. To finally have one other school participating, which is the Centre de Formation Professionnelle Le Granit in Lac Mégantic.
And the cool thing is the LVTC is the, of course, only English school to take part.
Exactly. We are so happy and proud at LVTC and the Eastern Township School Board to be the very first Anglophone institution in Quebec to participate. Because we were the first, there was no English name to the Défi des Recrues, so we had to come up with the own name, the Trade Challenge. So to make it short, we like to call it the TTC.
Leave it to you to always be at the center of everything going on, Melanie. This is a friendly competition, and it allows students to do what exactly?
So the concept is very simple. All the vocational training centers participating found a great team to host challenges in all the different fields we have at our different centers. So just to name a few, it could be in construction, it could be in the health sector, we could have stuff in mechanics, in administration. All those classes that we offer came up with a quick 12-minute challenge. All the high schools are competing in those 12-minute challenges to win the grand prize to be called the school in the Eastern Township to have won the Trade Challenge. You know those sports banners that are up in our high school gyms?
Yeah.
Well, those banners, there's one that one school will be able to bring home and hang up and say they won the Trade Challenge. With that comes $500 to the school winner to be able to organize activities or invest that $500 as they wish. We also decided that it was a really good way to bring on sportsmanship, and we really want a good, healthy competition. So there's another school that could win. It could be the same one where we value sportsmanship. So for them to encourage their classmates, maybe wear their school colors during those challenges. We had schools that were very creative. Another good way to be able to win, and they get an equal amount of $500 to invest, whether it's in the level ones or in their whole school. They decide what they want to do with it.
This is a really important time for vocational training, would you not say, Melanie? I mean, you're in the eye of the storm. There's so many occupations in need of skilled workers right now in the region.
Oh, you're right, Daniel. The shortage of workers in the Eastern Township is hurting the businesses a great deal. VocEd offers quick training and really adapted training to the different fields. So for us to value vocational education is really important. We need to change that mindset where people thought vocational training should be a plan B, C, or D. It's nice for those students, especially starting in level one, to maybe consider one of those trades and look it up and do their research and be curious about everything that's out there. So vocational training should take a bigger part in all those students' lives, just for them to question themselves if that might not be a field they would like to contribute in the future.
What's the age range for a student that's applying to VocEd?
Well, it's not really an age thing. It's more of a prerequisite scale where they need to have certain classes or certain level of education to be able to enter our VocEd centers. So in some programs, if they have a level 3, vocational training is accessible to them.
I'm always amazed, Melanie, at the number of courses that you have available. I'm just looking at the website, and you go from welding and fitting, starting a business, to secretarial duties, to accounting, health assistance, nursing care, high-pressure welding, machining, home care assistance. I mean, you cover the whole gamut.
And I think that's why it was important for us to participate in the Trade Challenge. It allowed people to come into our centers and see everything that's available. So we're talking about real labs. If a student walks into a nursing program, they go in, they walk in, they see hospital beds and wheelchairs and IVs. They get to touch and play with the instruments and get a real feeling of what it is to be an LPN, for example, a licensed practical nurse. And then same thing for the welding. They go into our welding shops. And by the way, the Trade Challenge allowed those students to do that. The level one students picked up the tools and practiced welding for the very first time. And they went into the machining program where they operated machines that are worth in the six digits. It's not just little, it's very impressive that we were able to bring that to life and have those students participate and really get a feel of what it was like to become a professional worker in one of those fields.
Okay, somebody's interested in taking part. What does he or she do? Where do they go on the internet?
Well, the Trade Challenge happened during a full week, so that was accessible to level one students through their school. But a person who's considering it could decide to do student for a day. So the way to do so is to log on to our website, www.lvtc, for the Lennoxville Vocational Training Center.ca, and they can choose to register for student for a day. And then they can come and really try it out, talk to the teachers, see if it's something for them.
Well, you haven't lost any of your passion.
You're definitely not.
You're as good a spokesperson as anyone I've ever heard on this show.
Thank you, Daniel. I am passionate about it because I believe in it. I know that the students who come and try it out and come live what vocational training is all about can really see themselves building their future in about a year to a year and a half with us. So I really believe this can change people's lives and they can become a true contributor to our society by joining the VocEd. Let me tell you a little something that'll make you laugh, Daniel. On Monday, we had a launch at LVTC. So it was the launch of the Trade Challenge for the whole week that just passed by. We received all directors, assistant directors, of the different school boards, the Centre de Service Scolaire. We had principals, vice principals of high schools, directors of VocEd centers. During our launch, we explained to them that one of the strengths VocEd has is to touch, feel, and do right away what the trades are about. So we had them live the challenge. We had those directors practice three challenges, which was amazing. To see those directors, some of them just put on a gown, a hospital gown, a Johnny gown. Some were operating CNC machines or practicing their marketing skills in a sales challenge. It brought them back to their roots and to the true reason why we have VOC-Ed and why VOC-Ed is so important. To see some of them in those Johnny gowns, let me tell you, I took a few pictures.
That I would have wanted to see, Melanie.
Oh, so funny. Of course, I took our DG of the school board, Michel Soucy, the Eastern Township School Board General Director. I took a few pictures. I'm keeping them in backup in my cell phone.
Yeah, and who knows? Maybe you can use this against them eventually.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I don't think I'll need it, but we never know.
Boy, I wouldn't want to be on your bad side, I'll tell you. Talking about the trade challenge and much, much more, Melanie Thompson, Development Officer at the Lenoxville Vocational and Training Center. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Daniel. Great weekend to all.